W for FCM.
GU, K and 4 VWA.
24, never give up.
Boy, how you doing?
I hope I can get by this next little stretch of road without seeing another dead bear.
Have you seen?
We go, okay, not right here. A large young bear, not a baby, but a large young bear had been hit by a car. And then the next day I went by and the mother's laying on the side of the road. Whoa, okay. The deer just about got me crossing the road. This is a dangerous place on Highway 11. They should put up a sign, wildlife crossing. But anyway, the police were at the mother with the blue lights on to keep people away from her. And of course, she was long gone. But I don't know who they would have had to pick her up.
And I'll tell you something. The Chinese and the Japanese think that a bear's gallbladder, dried and powdered, is some sort of aphrodisiac. They're nuts. They pay big, big bucks for that. That's why bear poaching is a problem around the western United States.
You could see in the road that they had clearly, both of them, been hit by a vehicle. And somebody had cut the claws off the young one. And I stopped and made pictures. I put them on Facebook. And, but with a cop there, I didn't stop and get pictures of the mother. And she had some, quite a bit of midsection trauma. I didn't really want a picture of that. But the young one looked like it hadn't been hurt, other than it was dead and was missing its claws.
And in debt, you can't leave them alone, I'll tell you. Well, anyhow, in the meantime, I am doing some research on that subject you and I discussed, and I may have you an answer this afternoon about getting one wholesale.
We'll have to see. I'd love to see a picture and see how useful it would be for my purpose, but that's good news.
So, anyhow, that's in the works, man. I got... My nephew is coming up this weekend, going to be here Friday morning, going to help my daughter and her husband move into their new house. And I will be able to run around my house any way that I want to again after Saturday. Yay!
TMI.
Yeah, but it's going to be nice to have a nice, quiet house. Right now we've got two dogs, two cats, and two extra kids in the house. I love them to death, but it's time to go.
Well, speaking of your front porch, any way you want to be, you need to pop me a deer. This has got to be a high population year. I hadn't seen any official numbers, but I have seen more animals this year and deer than I ever have.
And after this weekend, I'm going to be able to concentrate on that fact, because I need to get me one more, too. And I hope we're fortunate enough to do that. Now, I'm not going to take any small ones. All I'm going to do is try to take a couple of large does.
You can get me, I'll be grateful for. I got cream of mushroom soup and a crock pot waiting on it.
Today, you know, my processor charges me $90 to process one. That don't include transportation, bud.
Transportation.
I knew you would. A bargain, ain't it? Oh, no. Let's just say $100 all the way around, and that ought to cover it.
$100 and that little metal Mustang I bought you.
That'll work. Let's see. Is Greer going to have any kind of get-together for Christmas?
Who?
Greer Club.
I don't know. SCDXA is. I think they're going to meet at Bonefish. You haven't seen those emails?
No, I'm not on the email list yet. I've been to two meetings, and I haven't been able to. Every time I try to get to a meeting, something comes up, and it's just constantly something. So anyhow, I went to my flying club dinner Monday night. And tonight I got to go to my model builders club. We're meeting at the Lakeview Steakhouse. And I tell you what, Bill, beyond that, I think I'm just about partied out.
Sometimes since I've been to Lakeview, you know, I used to live around the corner there. I put in that little road, a little cul-de-sac, and built those, I didn't build all 28 of them, but... used to live right around the corner from Lakeview, and it was really good back then. How is it these days?
I've been over there one time after church, and, you know, it was good country cooking, and for the price point, yeah, I'd go back. I don't know what they are, what they're like as a steakhouse, but, you know what? I don't think I have been in there but one time at night, and that was 30 or 40 years ago, so I guess I'll find out tonight.
Port, I've got a friend that says let's go there sometime. He says every time he passes, there's parking lots full. But having used to live in that close vicinity, I have seen water during high floods touching the building, that entire backyard, that creek so overflowed and high that I've seen water touch the building.
Well, what is that Lake Cunningham there at the end of that dam on across the road from Lakeview? Well, personally, I think they need to dredge Cunningham. I tell you, son, that thing ain't but about 3 or 4 feet deep. Less than that in places. It's an old, old, old lake that has silted up.
Well, I wonder how the fishing is there. I need to find me another fishing hole.
Lake Bowen is a nice little recreation lake, but they put some stuff in the lake to kill the algae or whatever, and they kill most all the fish. Well, the South Carolina DNR forced them to go ahead and restock the lake, so they just put a few fish in there, and it just hasn't recovered yet. And, you know, that water board down there, somebody needs to get rid of that bunch.
I'm in front of Tigerville Elementary. I understand how they want people to not speed through a school zone, but they got signs all over the place here, 25. Steve, you can't get out of first gear in 25. That's just too slow. That's ridiculous.
Phil, you got to remember now, your good government is protecting you and everybody else. Okay? They're watching over us. They're protecting us.
They're taking my money is what they're doing. One time in 20 years, they got me here. And I just rounded the bend, and I was doing about 40, which was too fast in a 25, but good golly. And he hit me with a blue light and got me easy. So that's the only time. But I think it ought to be 30 or 35. That's just 25 is hardly moving. Go ahead and carry on with Steve. I'm here in the parking lot and need to run in. And thanks, Steve, for the information. And be looking for more. And you guys have a good day. I'll be back on the road. I know this is your bus day, Steve. But I'll be back on the road from about noon till 5. So give me a shout. See y'all later. W4 Never Give Up. Listening for your finals.
Get back to a radio until about 2:30 today, Phil, and you might hear me then. So you be careful out there today, and don't let none of those students get all bent out of shape with you now. Have a good day. And matter of fact, I'm fixing to pull up to the bus barn right now to pick up the bus and go get my kids. So I'm going to jump out of here, too. Who was that that jumped in?
GM, Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey, Zulu, Mike, Daniel.
And Daniel, I didn't recognize your voice right off there. You just barely popped in. So what kind of exotic places are you off to today?
Columbia to go get me some sand. I'm rolling down 385 right now, heading towards Fountain Inn.
We love it. Want some more of it. Yeah. I just come through there yesterday, bud. They keep that road. If I had a dime for every time I ran up and down 26 and through Columbia, I could have retired 10 years ago.
I know the feeling. It feels like I live on certain stretches of road.
Well, I got to jump out of here, bud. I got to go get the bus fired up and go get these kids. And you be careful out there today. And don't run over nobody that's being stupid. Be safe. KN4BWA. I'm clear at you, Val.
KWA, KJ4WZM. I'll try to behave myself. So far, I haven't actually run over anybody, but it's not because I didn't feel like it. If I had a dime for every time I felt like running over somebody that was doing something stupid, I guess I'd be rich. I could retire, too. Well, you have yourself a good one. I'll ask you later. KN4BWA, KJ4WZM. I'll still be here.